Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter, dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Feeling a little cooped up these days? Tired of living life online? Yeah, me too. In fact, you know what? Let's go for a walk. Because sometimes the most reliable place to find solace is in nature. I stay indoors for too long. Maybe that's like this for you. Somehow the whole world shrinks just to the size of my house. And the rest of the world starts to feel sort of fictional, like maybe it doesn't even really exist. It gets you out of yourself, coming out here. I think it's the sheer, overwhelming diversity of life. Gazillions of blades of grass and clover and dandelions, and think of the number of birds, the number of insects, the life lived in one tree. You know, we're not used to thinking of trees, let alone dandelions, as other beings. But there is that feeling that you're not alone when you're out here. Anyway, that's one reason I like coming out for a walk. A lot of us are trying to walk more right now, and you can have that experience of reconnecting with the natural world almost anywhere, even in one of the biggest cities in the world.
Oh, if I don't walk 800 miles a year, I'm not myself.
That's William Helmreich, the man famous for exploring every block of New York City on foot and writing about it. He died earlier this year of COVID-19. He was one of the first casualties of the virus. Our friend David Rothenberg has been thinking about him a lot. David is a musician and a philosopher who's recorded a series of New York sound walks, including one with William Helmreich.
William Helmreich I'd known about for years, and I really wanted to go on a walk with him, and immediately he said no.
You got a lot to do here.
I'm too busy. I'm doing it all again. I wrote this book, The New York Nobody Knows, and now I'm doing it borough by borough. So we have the Brooklyn Nobody Knows, the Queens Nobody Knows. So it requires him to walk every single street again. And he said, I'm 72. I don't want to run out of time here. I got to work every single day on this.
Hey, you going to work?
Yes.
This way? What a nice walk to work.
Yeah,
here. That's exactly how I talk to people in the street. That's how I start a conversation.
Because I kept hassling him about it, and he finally agreed. And we had much more fun than I imagined we would.
My old man took me on trips to keep me interested when I was a little kid. Every Sunday, Saturday, he played a game called Last Stop. We'd get in the subway on 103rd Street, and we would take the train to the last stop. And from there, we would get out and walk for a couple of hours. My father gave me something far more precious than presents. He gave me the gift of time. And so I learned to love New York City from the ages of 7 through 12 because we played this game.
Okay. It's Joe Louis' house.
Nice. This should have a plaque.
Literally, we went from place to place to place. There were special things to see. And he was like also teaching me how to do it. How are you going to walk? How do you engage with people?
You try and talk to almost everybody.
Yeah, I
don't. Because some people do this kind of work, they don't want to talk.
No, but my work is people. Without people, what's the city? I will find something to say to somebody. It doesn't matter what type of person they are. A member of the Bloods, an old lady. Because I look harmless. I'm too old to kill anybody, and I'm too old to be worth killing. Yeah, I was walking in the South Bronx, and suddenly, I know, like I said, I don't look for trouble. Suddenly there's some Bloods in red jackets. Mm. Black guys, you're looking at me. What the hell are you doing here? Where did you come from? So I made eye contact with him. I smiled. I said, "Hey, guys, I love those jackets. Where can I get one of those jackets?" The guy looked at me and was stunned. "I'm asking for a jacket. I should be slinking around."
Right.
He says, "You want to get one of these jackets?" He said, "Well, that would depend on who you is." I said, "I ain't no Crip. I wasn't wearing blue."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, I ain't no Crip." He said, "Well, we'll take that under advisement." And he said, "Oh,
good." Right.
That was the end of that.
He was describing his days in the 60s writing a book about the Black Panthers. And he was saying they were always trying to kill him. Literally. Going to a meeting, someone put a gun at his head.
Yeah. And so a guy sticks a gun into my temple.
"You're dead, honky motherfucker. You can leave that out. Beep."
And he cocks the trigger. And I figured, yes, I'm going to die. I got about 1 second.
And then his friend would say, "It's okay, man. He's with me." "Oh, sorry." And like somebody like held him upside down out of a window. And he talked him out of it. And then the guy later apologized and said, like, "Yeah, I always hurt the things I love the most. I'm so sorry, Bill."
My life hung by a literal thread.
Right.
My favorite part was this obscure park next to Kennedy Airport.
Welcome to Idlewild Preserve.
You have reached your destination.
Now, if you ever want to find a goddamn isolated place, this is it. I figured a guy like you would appreciate this.
This is a park on the back side of Kennedy Airport that nobody goes to.
Yeah. Well, look at this. This is interesting.
What is that?
Just this large bird in that tree. Kind of big heron.
Cool.
Yeah, right. Right. That's huge.
Fat bird.
Probably a great blue heron, but it's very grungy looking.
Look at that beak.
Yeah.
Sharp.
It just was a completely anomalous place. Like, they're working on it. There were these guys fixing it, and they were shocked to see anyone there. They thought that we must be, you know, up to no good or kind of crazy or something. And then Bill's asking all these questions about it. "And is this trail open? Is that one open? What are you doing here?" And things like that.
We saw there were some developments there. Yeah.
Yeah. There's this one that we just did, it just kind of shows the freshwater wetland over here.
Oh, we want to see that. Where is that?
It's just past it. So the freshwater wetland.
You see this? If you want to stay healthy, this is what you got to do. You keep working. My father walked 5 miles a day into his 80s.
Yeah.
He always felt walking was the healthiest thing, and I believe that very, very strongly. Very, very strongly.
It's kind of
William Helmreich died earlier this year of COVID-19. He was a writer and sociologist famous for walking every street in New York, borough by borough, block by block. And that was David Rothenberg, the musician and eco-philosopher, with an excerpt from his Soundwalker podcast.